I'm Robin Amler of IBS Intelligence. You're listening to the IBS iViews podcast. With me is Pavan Bachwal, Senior Manager of Financial Services of Ericsson. And we're going to start, Pavan, if we may, with broad brush strokes about the impact of AI in financial services, and then maybe drill down into what Ericsson itself is doing that is going to help. What do you see in terms of opportunities opening up that AI is offering in financial services, in open banking, and new service potential for Ericsson?
When it comes to AI in financial services, and what we see within Ericsson is four or five critical areas. One being, how are we able to detect fraud when it comes to financial transactions happening on our system? How we are trying to use data in order to decide what credit ratings users get, how we are able to use AI in order to define the usage of chatbots, whether it is to train our own employees with respect to the product knowledge, whether it is to have chatbots where consumers, merchants can inquire information about their transactions. And if I move further away, it is also helping us from an operational excellence point of view, where we are leveraging data in order to reduce the faults in the system or identify faults at a very faster pace and use the financial transaction information in order to decide, is there more financial intelligence that can be derived in order to kind of benefit our customers and their end customers? And these are basically what we believe are key areas within the AI that we are using as a baseline within Ericsson when it comes to fintech domain.
Well, the simple fact is, of course, that people are now living on their mobile devices. At least certain sections of the population are living on their mobile devices. So you have to have systems in place in the solutions that you're offering to customers and to their customers that take account of that.
Correct. And that's exactly what we do, right? We are managing the KYC of the customers in order to ensure that the person who is doing the transaction is well identified, whether it be on identification through a device, whether it be a face ID or any kind of other identifications that are out there. And then we're also trying to see when they carry out the transactions, how they're authenticating those transactions. And these are very critical when it comes to processing the financial transactions on the system and ensuring that we mitigate fraud and we have total integrity of all financial transactions in the technology.
How does what you need to be able to do there mesh with what banks themselves, because they are the institutions that are ultimately carrying out the transactions, how do your systems mesh with banking systems?
Banking systems are more traditional transacting when it comes to debits, credits, and different kinds of banking use cases that they bring. When it comes to fintech players or fintech technologies like Ericsson, we have seen that the scale of users, especially if we talk about different communication service providers playing or offering financial services in their domain, the scale is extremely high. That basically means when it comes to the uptime of the solution, when it comes to the turnaround time of the solutions, we need to be more adaptable and more flexible to bring out new products and services than traditional banks would. And that is where there is a difference between the fintech players and the banking products that are coming out on an annual basis.
All right. Well, let's delve now into exactly what you're working on and what you're doing. MWC Barcelona, the Mobile Comms Trade Show, Ericsson had a number of demos on offer. Let's talk a little bit about what you are showcasing and what you hope it's going to be able to achieve.
We tried to showcase three use cases at MWC in Barcelona. The first use case basically was frictionless payments. This use case basically is about how through an AR/VR experience, you know, where you're watching a very fast-moving reality, consumers can purchase merchandises, okay? They can purchase refreshments through just the movement of their hands and get the experience as if they are transacting on a screen. And that really was connected through APIs that the Ericsson Wallet platform was enabling and interconnecting in order to get instantaneous transactions. So that was for the first use case. We also kind of moved into more device financing related scenarios, especially with buy now, pay later. Now, buy now, pay later is expected to be at least a $90 billion industry by 2029. That means that you need stack which is able to scale up across different products, whether it is devices, whether it is other goods and services. And here we try to see how we can kind of create the different products for merchants who want to kind of offer buy now, pay later services and service providers who want to get their consumers connected to these merchant offerings. And how we use AI in order to decide what kind of installment plans users have, and at the same time, make it very convenient and seamless for users to go through the whole buying cycle. The third use case that we also showcased was connected to buy now, pay later, but in this case, it's the auction service. Now, auction service also is expected to grow to $2 billion by the end of this decade. So assume a scenario where you have an iPhone 13 and you bought it through a buy now, pay later, and now the time has come for you to kind of get an iPhone 14 and you want to discard that iPhone 13. Using the auction service of the Ericsson Mobile platform, then you can kind of create a means where you auction it out. The service provider is enabling you to kind of get access to a lot of hosts who would want to bid and then acquire the device. And this way, you know, you constantly create means to monetize different actors in the financial services ecosystem. And that is what we took to MWC in Barcelona.
And what happens next? Because obviously this is a dynamic process. These are use cases which can and will be implemented shortly, if indeed are not already on offer to people. What can you tell me about the way you see the future evolving and what comes next?
Everything that we do as human beings in our personal lives that is related to some kind of transacting patterns, whether it is community savings, whether it is community loans, whether it is buy now, pay later, advanced auctions, or going into the world with respect to digital assets and digital currencies, you know, all of this will intertwine and mesh with each other. And you need to kind of have technologies, services that are enabling these use cases, no matter you transact through a bank account, you transact through a card, or you transact through any external instrument that might be out there.
You also have to make it user-friendly.
And there is where it is all the beauty of APIs and how you use APIs in a composite manner so that the number of steps that users have to navigate through in order to carry out a particular transaction is reduced. And that is what Ericsson is constantly working upon, where our APIs, even though we have 350 APIs, we are trying to see how the compositeness of those APIs are enabling fewer transactional time and also reducing the transactional cost. And that is what we are working towards on a daily basis.
You mentioned this first when you were talking about the impact of AI on financial services, fraud, mitigating fraud, stopping fraud. That is going to be the biggest single challenge, I think, going forward.
Absolutely. I mean, if you just look at some of the recent frauds, if my numbers are correct, approximately 3,000 events of frauds took place just in the US alone, you know, which were affecting over 300 million users. That is the whole population in a way, right? How do we ensure that we use means related to AI to detect what are the different behavioral patterns, what are the different transactional patterns, and identify a fraud before it is executed will be the real benefiting element that technology players like Ericsson can bring to the market. This also goes in hand with how data breaches, in connection with global standards, whether it is PCI compliance, whether it is compliance to ISO standards, are important. And there is where technologies that are trusted by suppliers or providers of financial services will rely to, and where we as Ericsson also feel we can add a big value to.
Yeah, bottom line is there's a balancing act between making something easy to use, and yet underneath the hood of that engine, it also has to be accurate, fraud-free, and fast.
Absolutely, absolutely. If I have to take an analogy, it is like a duck which is moving in water, right? It is very calm at the surface, but it is paddling its feet so quickly that you ensure that you are not only secure with your movement and your transactions of financial services, but at the same time, you get a wide range of coverage when it comes to the use cases you offer.
Pavan Batral, Sales Manager, Financial Services at Ericsson, thank you very much.